4 times 2 plus yours.
I see myself performing at
K-Dot.
Sold out shows where the room is packed.
Just about 2 minutes to go, everybody. Welcome in to the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. PacWest doubleheader tonight for you. Live from San Rafael, Dominican University of California. Yours truly, Stuart Horn, for the duration. And my trusty sidekick tonight, Forrest Hunt, is alongside his maiden voyage on Penguin Radio. Coach Tim Lacoste is alongside, and the Penguin women are out on the floor tonight facing the Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore, the Cross Bay rivals. Notre Dame coming in tonight, the Lady Argonauts 0-5 in PacWest play. And the one thing about the coming in against playing a team that's 0-5 for us is you tend to relax. But what do you think? If you were to come in against a team that was, you were playing pretty well in conference, and then you have a match against a team that hasn't won yet, how do you think you'd approach it?
I mean, you don't take anything for granted. They could come out here and play well tonight, but I think you got a good chance at a W tonight.
Yeah, I would say the Penguins have a very good chance at a W tonight, as they have been playing very well. This is their third game this week. Just 48 hours ago, of course, the Penguins rolled over Holy Names pretty easily. The Penguin women and men both won that night. And then 4 days ago, the Penguin women were able to get by BYU Hawaii without too much trouble. I'm going to turn it over now to our PA announcer, Mark Carlson, right here at the Conlin Center.
Coaches and spectators, and request your cooperation by supporting the participants and officials in a positive manner. Profanity, racial or sexist comments, or other intimidating actions directed at officials, student athletes, coaches, or team representatives will not be tolerated and are grounds for removal from the site of competition. Also, consumption or possession of alcoholic beverages and tobacco products is strictly prohibited. Any spectators that enter the court at any time will be removed from the site of competition. Tonight's officials are Mike Lurch, Bill Donovan, and Chris Chapin. At this time, we ask that you please rise and kindly remove your caps. In honor of America and the brave men and women who serve our great nation at home and around the world, we present this rendition of our national anthem. And now let's meet the starting lineups. First, for the Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore, as announced by head coach Sheila Adams. At one guard, number 10, Megan Crenshaw. The other guard is number 12, Hannah Wojtek. At one forward is 23, Savannah Selby. The other forward is 32, Kirsten Liana. And at center, number 15, Jerusha Payne. And now, here's the starting lineup for your Dominican University Penguins, as announced by head coach Tim Lacoste and his assistant, Fanique Allen. At one guard, she's a junior from Loomis, California, number 21, Taylor Deno. The other guard is a freshman from San Ramon, California, number 23, Alyssa Lorenzo. At one forward, a freshman from Soquel, California, number 24, Natalie Diaz. The other forward is a senior from Carrollton, Texas, 25, Danny Weathered. And the lady in the middle, a sophomore from Valencia, California, number 14, Sandra Ikiora. And let's not forget the person who pulls it all together, Bailey Opperman.
Ten minutes overhead, everybody, in the first quarter of tonight's action. Notre Dame in the house. Taylor Deno here for the fist pump for yours truly. That's right, broadcasting worldwide on Penguin Radio. Another night on the air. Well, it's rainy outside, but it's perfect in here in the Conlin Center. January 9th, 2016. Penguins coming into tonight's action. 4-1 in conference play, 8-4 overall. And Notre Dame 0-5 in conference, 1-12. This is one of those games, folks, where if Notre Dame doesn't get off to a good start, and the Penguins have been playing beautifully lately. Two wins this week here at home. Of course, they're going to be hitting the road after tonight's game as the officials want to have a quick talk. The officials are over here talking to Fanique Allen about something. And it might be relative to the way the players have their legs bandaged up. I'm not sure. Yeah, so that's exactly what it is. So Weathered is actually going to have to cover her knee braces. She wears the softies up the legs, the hose up the legs, which are white. She has to cover those with her socks. I've never seen that in 16 years, Forrest. Forrest Hunt's with me, tonight's analyst for the game. I've never seen that in 16 years where the officials have to stop play at the start of the thing. We didn't even get underway. And Danny Weathered already has to have her uniform changed as we get going. We're underway. The Penguins tip out, attacking the Southern hoop. Here at the Conlin Center, off to our left on Media Row. Diaz has it top of the key. Taylor Deneau, three ball from the left corner, no. Ikeora with the rebound and the putback, good. And the Penguins are on the board with two to start things against the Argonauts from Notre Dame. 0-5 in conference are the Argonauts, coming in out of Belmont, California, driving up left side across the timeline. And Taylor Deneau gets up against Savannah Selby, the 5'6" junior out of Rancho Cucamonga. And the first foul of the night, 34 seconds into it. Inbounds quickly, the turnaround to Kirsten Liana. And Liana at 5'10 out of Honolulu is the tallest player on the Argonauts staff. And she's able to convert a deuce from the right elbow, 2-2. Lorenzo goes long, three ball on the left wing, no. Danny gets the rebound, spins it off the glass, draws a window, no bucket. And Weathered on the floor, 9:04 to go in the first quarter. A PacWest doubleheader tonight. Guys are scheduled to go off at 7:30 as Lorenzo and Deneau come over for a quick word with Coach Lacoste right in front of the broadcasting area. Weathered's first one rattles in, and it's a 3-2 ball game. She'll get to go again. 9:04 overhead as the clock stops. A pretty good crowd on hand. This is Gold Rush night here at the Conlin Center, where everybody gets a free gold Penguin t-shirt, which is pretty cool. The price of admission, you get yourself a really nice t-shirt with a big old D on it. 4-2 as Weathered knocks them both down. 9 minutes exactly. Penguins now on defense, off to our right. Three ball as the Notre Dames work it in. A pretty good move from the left side by Selby, but she missed it deep. And Weathered with the rebound. Deneau brings it up, stutter steps, indoors. Gets it to Ikeora in the lane, but she walked with it. Ikeora didn't see it coming. She backed up and walked just a little bit with 8:40 to go. 4-2, Penguin lead. NDNU brings it in, and bringing it up is Hannah Wojtek, the 5'4 sophomore out of Sparks. Left side again, Selby, and that's good. Check it, Liana from the left elbow. And the Argonauts tie the game with 8.5 to go, 4-4. Well, I'll bring in for the first time tonight my analyst, Forrest Hunt. And Forrest, so far, the Penguins are, it seems like they're taking it easy on the Lady Argonauts. What do you think?
Well, it seems like they need to take them a little more seriously. You know, you said that the Argonauts had to get off to a good start. It looks like they are with the game tied here during timeout. But the Lady Penguins are going to have to keep it going here on offense to take over the Argonauts here.
Yeah, that's a good call. They are going to have to get it going. And, you know, this is the thing that I fear. When you see an 0-5 team come in and you've been playing great, I think that the mindset changes. You're not as intense. You don't take it as seriously. Not that the Penguin women aren't taking it seriously. Of course they are. I mean, these ladies live and die with this thing. They practice 6 days a week. And I have several of these students. Alyssa Weathered's a student of mine. Deneau's a student of mine. Several of the ladies on the bench are students. I know how seriously they take this thing. But 0-5 on the Argonauts. And I just hope that they stay as intense as they have all week long. Here we go. We're back underway as the clock rolls. 8:20 to go. Left side, Diaz, three ball on the way. Oh, an air ball deep, but Deneau with a rebound and a soft put back from 9 feet, and that's good. 6-4, Deneau with the deuce coming up on 8 minutes. Notre Dame will bring it up. Wojtek again across the timeline. Kick out over to the right side to Crenshaw, the veteran. Crenshaw, the 5'8 junior out of Gilbert, Arizona. 7:55 to go. Good head fake by Liana. She drives in and loses the handle. Loose ball. Lorenzo comes up with it. She's going to slow things down. It's 2-on-4. Lorenzo takes it herself. Long two and missed it a little bit short. Penguins will retreat after Wojtek with the rebound, and now it's thrown all the way out of bounds and a whistle. .735 to go. Wojtek will bring it in on the short end. Right under the Argonauts bucket. She's only got 5 seconds with which to work. Oh, boy, she ran 4.5 of them out. And she does finally get it into Crenshaw, who drives in right side but is blocked by Taylor Deneau, who comes up with a rebound. Deneau brings it up left side. Top of the key, Danny drives in. No look. Ikeora whistles. And a foul. And a bucket. Oh, and it's a charge on the Penguins. So no buckets. The score remains 6-4, 7:23 to go. And Weathered with her first. And that's the second on the Penguins tonight. So Weathered started the night with the white hose all the way up, the therapeutic hose that a lot of players wear. But the officials wouldn't allow play to begin because they cannot be white against the white uniform, something with the medic. I don't know what he said, Forrest, about the medical requirements. Ikeora now with the rebound after a long shot on goal goes off by Kirsten Liana. So all Weather did was roll him down beneath her black socks. And everybody's okay. 6:50 to go, 6-4. For those of you watching on the Stretch Network, you saw Weather roll her hose down. Anyway, Diaz goes three ball, right wing, and good. And that's classic Natalie Diaz. She's so good for us from about 24 feet. 9-4 now. The Penguins are starting to pull away already. And we're only 3.5 minutes into the game. Wojtek drifts left side and throws it away. She walked with it. And for those of you watching on the Stretch Network or listening and saying, wait a minute, what's a Stretch Network? Well, for a couple of bucks, if you go to penguinathletics.com/live, you can click and watch the game online on the Stretch Network. You'll still get the feed from Forrest and I. So you'll get audio, but you'll also get to watch it online for a couple of bucks, and those $2 or $3 or whatever it costs, as Taylor Deneau connects from the left wing for a nice 3-12-4 Penguins. So for a few bucks, you watch the game online, and all proceeds go to the Penguins, and that helps everybody. It's always nice to help the Penguins. Penguins lead this one by 8, 12-4, 5:55 to go. Stolen away by Diaz, and it goes into the first row of the grandstands. On Gold Rush night, all the fans wearing the gold T-shirt that you get with the price of admission. You don't have to buy the T-shirt. You get it when you come in for free. That's just how we do things around here. Penguins now on defense. Liana drives in, left side off the window, and all the Penguins come up off the bench as Diaz hits the deck. And that's a charge, and it's on Liana as she drove in. The squeegee guy comes out and cleans up the restricted area. And Diaz will bring it in to Deneau, 5:40 to go. Penguins in the first quarter lead by 8. Deneau brings it up, top of the key, goes between the legs, right side, Danny, now over to Diaz. Diaz, of course, just heaved one up from that same position for 3. Followed by Deneau's 3. Penguins 2 shots on goal. First Deneau, then Ikeora. Neither one of them can get it, but somehow Deneau scraps for the rebound. Here goes Holbrook, 3 ball. No, left wing. Gets her own rebound. Put back. Yes, Carly. 14-4. One of the best 3-point shooters in Dominican history. And on that play, Forrest, she fired one off. And for those of you who saw it on the Stretch Network, was able to get her own rebound. And a hand check is called on Holbrook. That's her first, the third on the Penguins so far. We're inside of 5 minutes. Penguins by 10, and we're 5 minutes into this one. First quarter action. Marinelle Alcantara has entered the game, her first minutes for Notre Dame. So she, Marinelle Alcantara is a 5'3 sophomore out of Daly City. She gets it in very quickly to Hannah Wojtek and then immediately whistles. Literally 1 second of play ran off, and then the whistle and the stop and play. Savannah Selby, who had the start tonight, brings it in to Wojtek. We'll try it again. Wojtek has Deneau just plastered to her, and Deneau's so intense. And the give and go back to Selby is good from the left elbow, 14-6, 4:45 to go. Penguins on defense, right side, Danny, way out on the wing. Goes to the top of the key to Holbrook, who drifts left. Penguins just having their way so far as the three ball goes off by Diaz, very short, goes out of bounds, and diving for it is Deneau. The putback by Ikiora is no good. Wojtek gets in the way of it, and finally Alcantara comes up with it. Wojtek calls out the play, 4:14 to go. Ashley Sorensen prepares to enter for the first minutes tonight as the shot goes up by Notre Dame's. Liana can't get it to go. Penguins with the rebound. Here comes Deneau. She drifts left. Holbrook thinking three, no. Diaz, Danny in the lane. Deneau, here goes Holbrook. Three ball, yes. Holbrook will rack up 6 or 7 threes a game, and she's dangerous inside. 17-6, coming up on 3.5 in the first quarter. Penguin Radio. Right side is Ikiora, goes over the top of Jerusha Payne, but Payne with great patience timed the defensive slap perfectly and was able to score around Ikiora, who goes up and around Payne is able to get her own deuce. 19-8 as we coming up on 3:15, as we are coming up on 3:15, I should say. Alcantara on the right wing against Holbrook has nowhere to put it. She's able to work it down low to Payne, and Payne walked with it. So the Penguins will get it back. It's a 19-8 ball game, 3:07 to go. Sorensen enters the game for the first time tonight in place of Ikiora. Deneau has it top of the key, Diaz, right side, Danny. Holbrook drives in. Holbrook off the window, good. And that was a little too easy. The thing about Holbrook is you don't know if she's going to fire the three or she's going to drive in for the deuce. 21-8, the Penguins really starting to pull away on this one. Penguins have scored more than 90 points in their last two games here at the Conlon Center, both of them this week. And they're well on their way to scoring well over 90 tonight already early in the game. Deneau, three ball, right wing. Missed it deep. Sorensen tips it out. And she dumps it off to Holbrook, who goes three ball from the left side. Good. And Holbrook is starting to rain threes, 24-8, coming up on 2 minutes, fans, in the first quarter. Penguins have committed three fouls. The Argonauts have committed four. Alcantara brings it up. Now the left side, she's able to dump it off to Megan Crenshaw, the 5'8 junior, and the foul is committed by Deneau. Jade Castro comes in for her first minutes tonight in place of Deneau. The 5-foot Castro, who's always a fan favorite, and we have a pretty full house tonight for us. Got a couple hundred people here. Now the quick inbounds very quickly by Notre Dame, and that's a good move. On the inbounds as Wojtek bounces it out of bounds off of Castro, but apparently not. As she was falling out of bounds, I guess Wojtek tried the old schoolyard move there to bounce it off of her knees as she was falling out, but stepped on the line. Danny has it now as the Penguins transition to the other end very quickly, and Weathered from the left side is able to score the deuce. 26-8. Nobody better from about 5 feet than Weathered, you know, and that's not an easy shot, a buck and a half to go in the first quarter. Crenshaw now drives in right side, and Crenshaw just lost the handle, and the foul is committed by Sorensen. Check it, not Diaz. It's on Diaz, not Sorensen. But Diaz is 24, Sorensen is 42. I saw the official hold up a 4 and a 2, and I guess I read it backward. It happens. 93 seconds to go in the first period with Crenshaw on the line, the 5'8 junior. And the free throw is good. 26-9. And the second one's on the way, and that's good, too. So the Argonauts are hanging pretty tough, and the Penguins are just on fire and really playing well for us. What do you think?
Well, up by 16, like we said before, tie game earlier, 4-4, and I think that was last time it was tied, if I'm not mistaken. But the Penguins really turned it on, and Notre Dame's going to have to do something here.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and it's tough because the Penguins have a lot of weapons very deep this year. Diaz now top of the key, and she walked with it on the pass from Holbrook. Just a slight stutter move. With that left foot, she just dragged the pivot foot ever so slightly, and that's enough.
Nothing.
Ariana Kuna has come in.
And Kuna walks with it. So Kuna's first possession, first time she touched the ball, she dragged it. 26-10 with 1:16 to go. Kuna up against Castro in the backcourt. And Castro will bring it up. Kuna's in there at 5'4". Towering over little old Jade Castro. But Castro's one of the best ball handlers you'll ever see, especially for somebody who's only 5 feet tall. Diaz, a soft jumper, and Castro gets involved in the rebound. Holbrook, straight away, three ball on the way. Horseshoe back at her. Danny comes down with it, puts it back, draws a whistle, and scores a deuce. Weathered is able to get the shot off and draw the foul. 28-10 with 54 seconds to go. And Weathered will go to the line. Free throws by Weathered, 66% or so far this season. She's 69 for 104 on the way, and that's perfect. So the three-point play is converted. 29-10 DU. And Danny will take a break. Sorensen, Holbrook, Lorenzo has entered the game. Diaz and Castro out there for Coach Lacoste. 45 seconds to go in the first period. Driving in from the right side is Aliyah Monroe. She drives in right side, couldn't quite get it to drop. Penguins with the rebound. Diaz throws it up to Castro. Across the timeline, 30 seconds to go. 22 on the shot clock. Holbrook's got it out on the left wing. Holbrook is being guarded by Liana very closely as Lorenzo now on the other side, way out on the corner, thinking three, on the way. Lorenzo, oh, just missed it a little bit left. Oh, Lorenzo has such a sweet stroke, her first year with the Penguins. And the rebound is taken by Liana. She dumps it off then to Kuna, who has Castro just reaching in. Now inside to Alcantara, who draws a whistle and couldn't get the bucket to drop. Alcantara went in from the right side, and Sorensen picks up a foul with 5.9 seconds to go. So Alcantara, the 5'3 sophomore out of Daly City, who went to Westmore High, she'll go to the line now. Toes the line with the right foot, a wide open stance. On the way, and it's a little bit left, and a little bit deep. And that's the first on Sorensen. Of course, Sorensen, the 6'2" junior out of Santa Fe. Alcantara's second one is good. And it's 29-11. The clock rolls 5 seconds, 4, 3. Oh, the throw up court was intended for Lorenzo, but Kuna got in the way of it. And the Penguins, at the end of one quarter, lead this one by a score of 29-11. Forrest and I will be back after this break. You're listening to NC2A Basketball. Division II Penguin Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
With so many voices and opinions out there, it's important to understand the facts. And the facts are that while you're a teen, you're still growing and developing, and drug abuse can have a lasting impact. It's important to understand the usual risks and effects, both short and long term. Know what you're jumping into before you take the leap. Knowledge can be the key to making your own best decisions. Drugs can not only lead to jail time, but they can also do harm to your health. We only have one body, so let's take care of it. Get high on life, not drugs. This has been brought to you by the DJs of Finland Radio.
We're back, everybody. 29-11, Stuart Horn and Forrest Hunt, your DU broadcasters for tonight's action. Forrest, your first time at a Penguin basketball game, a pretty good crowd, but the Penguin women are very explosive, aren't they?
They are. Up by 18 at the end of the first quarter, you know. They just look like, Argonauts look like they have no answers on defense right now, so Lady Penguins looking pretty good.
Well, and that's the key, isn't it, to leave the opposition with no answers. Weathered's 2-for-2 and 3-for-3 from the line. Ikeora 2-for-4 with Deneau 2-for-5, 1-for-3 outside. Lorenzo 0-for-3 indoors and 0-for-2 outdoors. And those are your numbers from the first quarter. And here we go, everybody. We're back underway on Penguin Radio. And 2 seconds into the second period, and a whistle has been blown, and they want 10 minutes on the clock because it says 9:58. And the officials are not going to let this one go until 10 minutes are up. There we go. Perfect. And we're back underway. That's right. Got to keep it right. Now the clock rolls 9:55. We're back underway. NDNU ball attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Off to our right, stolen away by Holbrook. And Deneau has it on the fast break. Deneau spins 360 under the bucket, heaves it up, and is able to get it to roll down. 31-11 Penguins, 9:30 to go. That's an incredible play as Deneau. I don't know what I just saw, but I saw the ball go in. I don't know how she did it. Uh-oh. And now Notre Dame has thrown it away. It was intended for Kuna, who wasn't looking. She heaves it across to Alcantara. Three ball in the corner. A great play by Marinell Alcantara, the 5'3 sophomore. 31-14 coming up on 9 minutes. Holbrook now walks with it, and the Penguins are having a problem. Forrest hanging on to the ball.
You know, it looks like it. You know, the ball movement seemed pretty good, but she just took one extra step there and just couldn't get the pass away.
Yeah, it's easier said than done, isn't it? 9:02 to go, 31-14. Uh-oh, and Danny steals it away on the pass in the backcourt. Danny up to Deneau. She heaves it off to Diaz. Oh, Diaz, I thought, walked with it. Looked like she dragged a foot. Instead, Alcantara picks it up, takes it the distance herself. Alcantara has it blocked away at the end of the play by Diaz, and a whistle. Alcantara will go to the line as Natalie Diaz pushed her at the last instant. Now, here's the thing. Some fouls are better than others, Forrest. Alcantara was going to go in for an easy layup, although she's huffing and puffing. It seemed like she was at the end of her energy there. On the way, and that one is a little bit deep. But sometimes when you know a player is going to go in for the score, the better move is to give him a foul, break up the play, and put him on the line. In this case, Alcantara missed the free throw.
Yeah, you see, that was a good foul there. She did miss the first free throw. We'll see how the second one comes along. But when you're out of energy like that, it's just sometimes you just have to commit the foul.
Alcantara's on the way, and the second one's good. So the last two times Alcantara's gone to the line, she's missed the first one. Long throw by Deneau, and it leaves the house. Deneau overthrows Ikeora, who was on the end line, and threw it out of bounds. I mean, it's out of here. I think it's in the parking lot. Castro finally chased it down. It was in the concession stand out front. That ball went out of here. 8:34 to go, 31-15. Ikeora passes it off. And now Deneau gives it away. And the Penguins are on defense. Crenshaw's got it. Oh, Alcantara has it on the drifter from the free throw line. No. Tipped out of bounds by Jerusha Payne. It was either out off of Payne or Deneau, and we'll find out in a moment. Now, the officials are going to have to talk about it. From our angle, we couldn't tell. It was on the far side. And Jesse Marshall's going to come in for the Penguins for the first time tonight, along with Savannah Selby, the re-enter. Selby in place of Crenshaw. Marshall in place of Deneau, and on the inbounds for Notre Dame, Alcantara throws it, and it's broken up by Ikeora out of bounds. 8:08 to go, 31-15. Penguins lead this one. Alcantara on the far sideline. She gets it in all the way to Selby, who goes three ball, no. Danny with the rebound. She brings it across the timeline left side. Stutter step to Castro. Thinking three. Castro launches one on the way deep. Ikiura gets a hand on it, but Selby breaks it up. Penguins on D. Wojtek, left side, flails into the middle, finally gets it away. Liani on the way over to Alcantara, and a long deuce from the left corner, good. 31-17, 7.5 to go. A good play by Alcantara there. She launched the three, and from the same play, a long two for us. And Alcantara is starting to catch fire.
Well, you see, that play was brought by great ball movement. You know, they moved the ball around the court real quick, and the Penguins just weren't able to get to the corner to cover the long two.
7:30 to go, fans. 31-17, a timeout on the court. You're listening to NC2A Division II basketball. Be right back on Penguin Radio.
The average American spends 40 hours each year stuck in traffic. Car accidents are the leading cause of death among young people ages 15 to 29. All this can be prevented by carpooling. Carpooling cuts commuting time in half. In California, there are high occupancy vehicle lanes and save time in commuting. As for the environment, carpooling twice a week will remove 1,600 pounds worth of greenhouse gases. Money. Going green by carpooling will also save you a green in your wallet. The average carpooler can save as much as $600 each month. Carpooling reduces the amount of cars on the road. Literally, the less cars, the less risk of an accident. Who doesn't love safety? This public service announcement has been brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio. The average American spends 40 hours each year stuck in traffic. Car accidents are the leading cause of death among young people ages 15 to 29. All this can be prevented by carpooling. Carpooling cuts commuting time in half. In California, there are high occupancy vehicle lanes and save time in commuting. As for the environment, carpooling twice a week will remove 1,600 pounds worth of greenhouse gases.
31-17, everybody. 7.5 to go. Penguin ball. Diaz has it under the bucket. Castro now. Baseball pass to Marshall with a head fake in the left corner. She goes Diaz. Diaz backs up. Marshall again on the wing. Now back over to Castro with 9 seconds on the shot. Seven overhead. Castro launches a long two from the left wing. No. Rebound, Liana. And NDNU is going to slow it down as Wojtek brings it up across the timeline. Left side, she's got Marshall on her, good old number 13. Wojtek passes it off to Alcantara, who's scored the last 5 points for Notre Dame. And driving in, Wojtek had a clean look, didn't take it. Kick out to the right side, Selby. She works it indoors now to Jerusha Payne. And Wojtek has it batted away. What a rejection by Ikiora up under the bucket. Wojtek went up, and Ikiora could hear the slap of the hand on the ball from here. Notre Dame ball under the bucket. Liani brings it up, gets it in to Savannah Selby, who scores the deuce, draws the whistle. And Lorenzo is going to come in place of Holbrook. Holbrook was not in position and immediately gets yanked, and that's what happens. High-level basketball, Forrest. If you're not in proper position, you're not going to last out there. Selby on the line and scores the three-point play. 6:37 to go. Penguins by only 11 now, 31-20. Castro brings it up to Diaz, now over to Marshall on the baseline. She backs out, nowhere to go. Diaz almost loses the handle as it came off the top of her foot. Now the give and go underneath to the corner. Castro thinking about it. Castro's got Alcantara on her. Castro drives in left side. Castro, the five-footer, is able to get it up over the top of the six-foot Jerusha Payne and score the deuce, 33-20. That's why the fans love her. She's fearless, and she's a shooter. A five-footer and a bona fide shooter. 6 minutes exactly now. Penguins by 13. Broken up by Kior into the hands of Diaz. Marshall has it. She takes it herself. Oh, Marshall. Marshall could not decide what to do with it, so she dragged both feet. That's not easy to do. When you travel with both feet on one play, Holbrook's going to re-enter now in place of Marshall. Marshall's got the right hand all bandaged up all the way down the pinky. 5:49. I don't know if it's broken or if it's just sprained or what. It's got to be hard to shoot, though, when either hand is bandaged up, that much tape, like a whole roll on there. Penguins now on D, driving in from the right is Selby. She drives in against Holbrook, has nowhere to go, just flails one up there, and it goes out of play. Danny gets ready to re-enter.
in place of Holbrook. So Holbrook played about 20 seconds in that series. And she's out. Penguins now on defense. And they work it indoors. NDNU very high off the glass as Diaz hits the deck. Very high off the glass goes Kirsten Liana, the 5'10 senior out of Honolulu, a transfer from Dixie State to Notre Dame. 5:20 to go. The Penguins by 11 again. Diaz, right side, Lorenzo. Now Jade. Now Ikeora. Too much window. Ikeora hits the deck. Ikeora is down for the 10th. Ikeora hits the deck a lot in these games. She plays so intensely. And I see some of the students are back. So some students are starting to come back as classes resume a week from Tuesday. And some students are back early. And in the student section, there's about, I don't know, 15 or 20 of them. Nah, maybe not that many. IQR on the line, and that's good. 34-22 with 5:12 to go. But I know a lot of students are listening. I was looking at the listener numbers from the last couple of games. We've had two games so far this week. This is the third, just this week. And I know a lot of Dominican students and alum are listening as the second free throw is missed and the clock rolls and we're coming up on 5 minutes. So shout out to all the Penguins listening worldwide, packing up and getting ready to come back to campus for the spring semester. And somehow a walk was not called on Wojtek as she accepted the pass and then stuttered left. Both feet moved. Diaz thinking three, had a clean look, didn't take it, instead drives in the right side, missed an easy layup. And going after the ball is Ikeora and Selby and whistles. And as that turns out, the foul is on Ikeora, her first. That's the third by the Penguins. Only one committed so far in the second period by the Argonauts. Alcantara spins 360, goes over to the right side, and a long deuce is launched by Payne on the baseline. Good for two. 34-24. And Notre Dame is creeping back for us.
You know they are. The Penguins just look like they didn't get back on defense in time that time, and she got in position for the long two and made it, let it go down, you know?
On the other end, Weathered passes off to Castro on the right wing, and Jade buries a three ball. 37-24, that's a nice answer. The five-footer has now scored 5 points, and driving in is Alcantara. The foul is committed on the way. The foul is committed by Castro on the way, and that's her first, and Deneau's going to come in place of Jade. So Castro leaves with a three ball, a two ball, and a foul. And Alcantara will go to the line, having scored the bucket, and she has a chance to bring the Argonauts within 10. 4:03 overhead. Alcantara on the line. She's 50% so far tonight. On the way, and it's a little bit deep. Ikeora with the rebound to Diaz, and Deneau will bring it up. Deneau, who's got fresh legs, to Danny on the right side. Diaz, three ball, launched it on the way, missed it right. Deneau down with it. Lorenzo, top of the key, and it's batted away by Crenshaw. Danny comes up with it. Crenshaw with those pink tennies on. The NDNUs with their navy blue and gold trim uniforms. Penguins with their home whites and black and gold trim. Ikeora goes up right side, draws a whistle. And the foul is on Jerusha Payne, the six-footer. Ikeora on the line. 3:35, Penguins by 11. And she missed the line drive free throw deep. Kirsten Liana returns in place of Jerusha Payne. Sandra back on the line, and the second one is perfect. So the clock will roll, and the Penguins have 11. 3:35, here we go in the first half. Alcantara brings it up, right side, stutter step. She backs up. Boy, she's got a lot of trouble. And diving on it is Aaliyah Monroe, the 5'10 junior, and a couple of DUs, and that's a jump ball. And the Penguins are going to get it on the possession arrow. 3:24 to go, squeegees on the floor. Squeegees are an important part of this thing, Forrest.
Well, you know, there was three of them on the floor there, so you got to think they got to wipe up something after that play.
You're
three Penguins on the floor.
It's pretty hot in here, and that's just for us at the broadcast crew. Taylor Deneau now drives in a perfect feed from Lorenzo, who finds her on the way to the bucket, and in stride, Deneau's able to bury it. 3:07 to go, 40-26 Penguins.
Penguins on a roll now. 4-1 in conference play. And Deneau is blocking against Hannah Wojtek and had it just tip off of her foot, 2:58 to go. Notre Dame into Wojtek, and we'll try it again. Right side, she gets it off to Crenshaw, who drives in an open lane. Crenshaw tried to flip it up against Diaz, and Diaz draws a whistle, and I can't believe it. That's not right. Right in front of us now, Lacoste and the official. See if we can hear what they're saying. Crenshaw's first one, 40-26. And apparently Diaz was out of position. Crenshaw on the way, and the second one's good.
So 40-27, and I don't know about that explanation. The official right here in front of us, wasn't 2 feet away, explained to Lacoste, well, she was out of position, but it was a wide open lane, and Diaz just reached in and did the only thing she could to block it. At any rate, it turns into 1 point. 2:45, the clock rolls. Penguin ball, top of the key. Left side now, Ikiora drives in. Softly, the hook shot is an air ball. And emerging from the pile is Alcantara. Penguins on defense now. Alcantara way up there at the top of the key, way out there. Deneau's on her, bandaged up, index finger again on the left hand for Taylor Deneau. Oh, and a nice give and go down low to Crenshaw. She turns around, can't get it. Taylor with the rebound. Deneau brings it up across the timeline, goes behind the back. No looks off to Carly. And the swing play is called out by Fanique Allen on the right side. Now Taylor in the right corner. Way, way out there, 2:02 to go. Heaves it up to Lorenzo, and it's tipped away again by Crenshaw. And a foul is called on Lorenzo going after the ball as Crenshaw and Lorenzo were coming across the timeline for the loose ball. Lorenzo was able to kind of move Crenshaw away and off of the play, but drew the foul, and Crenshaw with those pink high tops, and I mean they're pink, and the only pair on the floor that are that pink. She'll go to the line, 1:56 overhead, 40-27, and Crenshaw buries the first one. And it's a 12-point game. And the Argonauts are hanging tough. On the way, and now it's 11. And somehow the Argonauts are able to hang with the Penguins. And Notre Dame has called a timeout with 1:56 to go in the half. It's an 11-point game, 40-29, when Forrest and I come back. We will have the final 1 minute and 56 seconds of this one. You're listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. DU Did You Know that Dominican University was founded in 1890 by the Dominican Sisters, and in 1917, Dominican University became the first Catholic college in California to grant the bachelor's degree to women. It's independent. In 1971...
Wow, that was a very, very quick little time out there as the Penguins transitioned very quickly. 1:51 to go, and Deneau ends up sliding on her stomach out of bounds. It's going to be Notre Dame ball way out on the other end. 40-29. As Castro re-enters, Deneau takes a break. Lorenzo, Holbrook, Weathered, and Ikiora on the floor for the DUs. 1:45 to go. Crenshaw now top of the key to Kuna. Oh, and they work it indoors very nicely to Alcantara. Wide open look in the restricted area. No Penguins anywhere. 40-31. A 9-point game. 90 seconds to go in the half. Castro has it, heaves it into the corner, Lorenzo. Down low, Sandra. Turn around, Sandra. 2 points, Sandra! 42-31. 1:16 to go, Lorenzo with a perfect find. Down low.
Alcantara's got it. Lorenzo is looking her right in the face. Lorenzo with big wide wingspan coming up on 1 minute exactly. Marinel Alcantara goes left side over to Liana, down low, and a rejection by Sandra, and she came down on the right ankle and twisted it. Forrest, I don't know, is she all right?
Well, it looked like she came down on it a little sideways, not flat-footed. She seems to be okay. She's walking on it, which is a good sign.
Yeah, you're right. She's going to take a quick break. Sorensen returns in her place. 57.9 seconds to go. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Notre Dame ball after the big-time rejection by Sandra Ikiora, who comes out. Sorensen comes in her place with Holbrook and Danny and Diaz and Castro. Alcantara on the left wing. On the way, Liana. Three ball. Very short. Sorensen gets it. Now Holbrook. Oh, thrown away. Holbrook to Selby. Scores the dude's no basket. But I think it's going to be Notre Dame ball. Yeah, it's a push. And it's on Holbrook, and that's her second. No, that's her third. Kuna scores the first one from the line. And it's a 10-point game. And what looked to be a blowout at the start is now, yeah, it's still 10 as the second one is missed. And the Penguins can't seem to break, get past that 10-point barrier. Got it to 11 once or twice. Holbrook, three ball on the way. Missed it left. Diaz with the rebound. Top of the key, Castro gets her own look. No look over to Diaz on the right. And she walked with it. 31 seconds to go. 30 seconds on the shot clock. So Notre Dame is going to control the clock for the rest of the half. And the Penguins are going to put on the full court heat. And now they soften it up. 25 seconds to go. Kuna's going to bring it across the timeline, and they're just going to milk the clock and try and get the last shot off. 42-32. Everybody's just going to rest as Kuna points to her chin to indicate the play. Kuna's got the right leg all. She's got the hose, the black hose up the right leg, and she throws it indoors. Nobody looking. Somehow, Alcantara ends up with it. 4 seconds. Three. Liana, three ball on the way. Makes it on the buzzer. Three ball by Liana is scored masterfully. And Notre Dame did a great job for us of working the clock there at the end. And it's a 42-35 game. At the end of the half, Notre Dame gets within 7 points closer than they've been the entirety of the first half.
Well, you know, Penguins looked to be fatigued there at the end of the half. You know, they weren't showing up on defense, leaving people wide open, getting hit with screens. Just didn't look as sharp late there in the first half.
It's exactly what we talked about in the pregame. When you play an 0-5 team, do you tend to play down to them? It's hard not to. It's not that the Penguin women aren't intense. They're as intense as any team in the conference. It's just really tough to get pumped to play an 0-5 team. And here, the proof is in the pudding, right?
Yeah, you see.
7 points.
I've been on teams like that where you go into the game, you know, and you just think you're going to, you know, you look at their record and it's not that sharp, but you still got to play every game like that team's coming to beat you.
Yeah, and there's no question Notre Dame wants to beat the Penguins, putting it mildly. Even though they're 0-5, Notre Dame comes in intense, and they finished the half masterfully there. They had 31 seconds overhead, so they controlled the clock before the half, and they worked it down perfectly, and Liana got the three ball when she needed it most. You're listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide from Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, Forrest Hunt. We'll be back in 13 minutes with the second half of the women's game, and of course the guys at 7:30 in this PacWest doubleheader from the Conlin Center. Please stay with us right here on Penguin Radio. Welcome Welcome back, everybody. The second half, about 1 minute away. Horn and Hunt together again for the second half. Sakai Kiora improved to 3-for-6 from the field. 50% from the line, 2-for-4 with a Weathered is so far having a perfect game. Weathered is 2-for-2 indoors and 3-for-3 from the line. Deneau 4-for-7 inside, 1-for-3 outside. Holbrook 4-for-7 indoors, 2-for-5 outside. Castro 2-for-4 outside with 1-for-2 outside. 2-for-4 indoors, 1-for-2 outside on Castro. Total points, Holbrook leading all scorers for the Penguins with Alcantara at 11, Holbrook at 10.
So the third period of play, getting ready to start as
Booker T. Harris has just entered the Conlin Center, I'm happy to report. Always good to see Booker.
It'll be Argonaut ball, 10 minutes overhead, third quarter coming up. Gold Rush night and the place is packed. Students aren't even back on campus. Inbounds is thrown away. Lorenzo's got it 3-on-2. No look to Deneau, a terrible pass, and Deneau stepped out of bounds. Lorenzo from the left side was looking for Deneau down low and overthrew her. And it was just way over her head, Notre Dame ball. They're going to get it back. So Notre Dame threw it inbounds and gave it away, and the Penguins gave it right back. 15 seconds into the third period, it's a 42-35 ball game on Penguin Radio, and a whistle off ball on Deneau. No, it's going to be on... It's on Danny. That's her second... Off ball, I'm not sure what it was, a hand check off ball apparently. Turnaround jumper from very close range by Liana is no good. The Penguins draw the rebound, 9.5 to go. Right side, Lorenzo, right in front of the Penguin bench, and Penguins attacking the Northern Hoop here, the Conlin Center off to our right here on Media Row. Deneau's got it, long deuce from the left corner. Diaz with the putback, but a foul is a hold on Lorenzo. No, it wasn't. It was on Selby. Savannah Selby, the 5'6 junior. Inbounds, and Ikeora gets tied up with Hannah Wojtek. And the foul's on Sandra. Well, they got a full staff of squeegee guys tonight. That's good to see after... The other night, two nights ago, players, both the men and women, were skidding all over the place. You can't have too many squeegee people. 9 minutes exactly to go in the third, 42-35. Because when it gets hot in here and everybody starts sweating, then the last thing you want to do is try and pivot on a drip of sweat. As the Penguins steal it away, and Ikeora is able to get it right in front of the broadcasting area. Deneau with the give and go, can't get the bucket. The rebound now by Jerusha Payne. It's a good play by the Penguins. But that last throw, Forrest, under the bucket has hurt the Penguins the last couple of plays.
Well, you see, it hasn't been as sharp on offense to start this second half, but you can see they were a little fatigued to end the first half on defense. They seem to be much sharper here to start the second half.
Yeah, I would agree. The Penguins look a little fresher now after coming out of the clubhouse. But you're right. They're not very sharp on offense. The passes are not very crisp. Oh, and what an up and under by Hannah Wojtek. Just a beautiful play. She took it, went under the bucket, and was able to heave it off the glass and spin it 42-37. And it's 8-20. And Notre Dame is really forcing the issue. Lorenzo, three ball on the right wing, and that's good. So Alyssa Lorenzo, who's having a great freshman campaign. Lorenzo is really something else, a 5'7 freshman out of San Ramon. Just the third game we've seen her live at the Conlin Center, and she's great. She's on her way to being a great player. 45-37, giving the Penguins a three ball when they needed it the most. Left side, a great look from Crenshaw. No, missed the deuce. Rebound by Diaz. And Danny will bring it up. 7.5 to go. Left side, Deneau. Lorenzo works it down low to Sandra Ikeora, who's able to split the defenders a little too easily there, it looked like.
and was able to get the bucket very simply from close range, 7:17 to go.
A little too lax on defense there for Notre Dame.
Yeah, I think you're right. They just, you can't allow Ikeora, such a good shooter.
Well, with her height and getting in the paint like that, she'll just dominate you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and that's what happened there. Shot on goal from the left side by Liani is no good, but the tip back to, check it, Liana, not Liani, back to her, and she's able to score at Liana the Deuce. 6:50 to go. Danny's got it now, top of the key. Diaz back over to Lorenzo, who works it down low again to Sandra, and it goes out into the Penguin bench as Ikeora couldn't hold on to it. Sandra now is yanked, and Sorensen in her place. And Ikeora is kind of barking at Lorenzo for the pass. And the Penguins are caught off guard as Sorensen is in the backcourt with Payne. And Sorensen's able to block the pass by Payne. But the problem with that play is Danny walks with it right under the bucket. And you just don't see Danny do it that often. But Danny dragged the foot as she drove in under the bucket and tried to pass it back at the top of the key. And when she made that pivot spin, she walked with it. But the play prior to that was, that was the problem, was all of the Penguins were in the backcourt except for Sorensen, who tips it out now. Another rejection. And NDNU had too clean a look. And the Penguins are going to have to keep an eye on that particular play. Left side, Castro, top of the key. Now Diaz fires off the three, missed it short. Rebound, Jerusha Payne. And Wojtek will bring it up inside of 6 minutes in the third period. 47-39, Penguins. NDNU is really threatening. The shot on goal, the drifter by Savannah Selby, is a little bit left. Castro calls out the play, goes up top to Sorensen, and then back over to Jade. Castro, foot fake into the corner. Lorenzo fires off the three. Yes! And Lorenzo nails another three for us. Pretty good work there. That's two in a row from Lorenzo from long range. 5:13 to go. It's tough to defend because Lorenzo's good indoors, but obviously she can shoot the three. And Castro reached in against Wojtek at midcourt. Wojtek was just looking for a place to put it, setting up the play. And just a simple little hand check out of Castro. She didn't argue it, but I didn't see it from here, did you?
You know, I didn't see it. I think the officials aren't letting them play as much tonight. They seem to be calling a whole lot more than they should be.
Yeah. I'm kind of with you on that. 50-39 as Castro reaches in and bats it away from Wojtek. Penguins are on defense as Alcantara drives in. She gets it over to Crenshaw on the right side. Another set of whistles. And you're right, in the second half especially, very sensitive with the whistles. And the foul is committed by, no, it's on Sorensen. Timeout. Is this a media timeout? 4:51 to go, 50-39. You're listening to NC2A basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Forrest and I will be right back.
There are thousands of dogs and cats in shelters that need your help. Animals are in puppy mills, animal fights, research labs, and factory farms. The ASPCA states that every year, approximately 7.6 million animals enter shelters nationwide. You can save a life with just the easy step of choosing to adopt your new best friend instead of buying one from a breeder. You have the ability to give an animal a second chance at finding a forever home, which means you will not add to the nation's pet overpopulation problem. It will save you money and save a life. You can be a hero. Adopt, don't shop.
This public service announcement has been brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
There are thousands of dogs and cats.
4:51 to go, everybody. Horn and Hunt, your DU broadcasters tonight from Dominican University of California. Well, it's a 50-39 ball game. And a lot of people are here tonight. Literally hundreds of people, whereas the last couple of games, a pretty sparse group of attendees, but every day as we draw closer and closer to camp, to classes resuming on the 19th, more and more students make their way back to campus. Jerusha Payne on the line for NDNU, and she buries the first one. And now it's a 10-point ball game. And for all intents and purposes, I frankly am surprised it's this close, and it could be 9. Payne on the way, and it is 9. And why do I say that? Well, NDNU comes in 0-5 in conference, and the Penguins are 4-1. And at one point it was 12, and now it's only 9. And with the 4:48 on the clock, the Penguins, Danny Weathered has it, a soft jumper from 8 feet, and that's good on the left side. 52-41, 4:38. Now Weathered very softly. If that shot's not in her wheelhouse, I don't know what is. Kuna brings it up. Over to Alcantara out on the wing. Now top of the key to Liana. And back over to Kuna. Kuna's thinking 3. No. Jerusha Payne has it down low. Oh, how could that not be a travel? Oh, it is a travel. Forrest, I saw her move her feet 8 times.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, she might have had double-digit steps there before she dribbled the ball, but...
42. Check it, 52-41. Coming up on 4 minutes in the third period, fans. Diaz has it. She gets it up to Lorenzo across the timeline. Lorenzo one-on-one. No look over to Sandra. Off the glass, too much window foul. IQR is fouled on a really easy play. I'm surprised she missed it as she went over the top of Payne. Now, it's not that easy for IQR, although IQR matches up well at 5'11 against the 6-foot Payne. Sandra will go to the line. That's the third foul committed by Payne, and Payne gets yanked in place of Alia Monroe, the 5'10 junior out of Stockton. She went to Sierra College up in Rockland. And the second one is good. 54-41, 4 minutes exactly. Penguins with full court pressure now, moving from our right to left, the NDNUs across the timeline. And a 3-ball is on the way by Crenshaw, an air ball short, but somehow the get by Alia Monroe and the turnaround is good. 54-43, 3:39 to go. Oh, Sandra again under the bucket on the right side, and a baseball pass from Castro. Just a bullet to Sandra lying in wait. This time, she banked it off the window perfectly. 56-43, 3:20 to go. Alcantara from the top of the key, the drifter, Sandra Ikior with a rebound. She'll slow it down. We're coming up on 3 minutes in the third. Castro across the left side of the timeline. Off to Danny. Oh, Danny almost yanked that left foot. Danny has nowhere to put it. And down low, Ikiora's got it. She bounces off the defender. Whistle, she walked with it. So a travel on Ikiora, and her hands are palms to the ceiling. She doesn't understand the call. But we can see it from here. It's pretty clear.
It was. You know, she tried a little jump stop there, took one too many steps, and they caught her.
2:53 to go, fans. In the third period, Penguins lead 56-43. 2:45 now as Kuna brings it up the right side. Liana drives in, throws it over left side to Monroe, who goes off the window. Monroe is fouled by Danny. And a charge, no bucket. Penguins will get the ball back with 2:37 to go in the third. So after a pretty nice play, the bucket is taken off the board. 2.5 to go. Lorenzo right in front of us here on the right wing to the top of the key now. Diaz back over to Alyssa with a head fake. 3-ball on the way. Ho! Lorenzo again, her third tray ball of the night. Oh, man, is she good from the right side. 59-43. What a get Lorenzo is for Coach Lacoste. Coming up on 2 minutes, fans. 59-43. Penguins on D. Kuna drives in, throws it away. Falling out of bounds. Liana saves it, but into the hands of Danny Weathered. Castro heaves it up the length of the court. Weathered softly, right side on the way, missed it left.
Ikiora with a rebound and the putback. She missed it deep.
Aliyah Monroe with a rebound. 1:40 to go. Kuna, top of the key, is going to reset. Oh, Kuna finds an open lane. Ikiora swipes on the top of her, but somehow, no whistle. Lorenzo bashes her way in. A foul on Monroe. No. It's on Alcantara. Monroe and Alcantara were there under the bucket. And driving in, Lorenzo gets the whistle. So she'll go to the line with 1:26 to go. And the first one is back at her. And that's never good. When the ball comes back at you from the free throw line, that generally means you didn't make it. Aaron Skinner, a 6-foot senior out of Cotati, enters the game, along with Wojtek re-entering. And the second one is good. 59-43, a buck and a half to go in the third. Men coming up at 7:30. But for now, it's Penguin women coming off a two-home game winning streak. After tonight, the women will hit the road, and they'll be gone for a couple of weeks. Penguins on defense, and a long three ball from the right wing by Alcantara's deep. Rebound DU's. Castro, stutter step. Castro heaves one up amid heavy traffic. Danny gets the rebound, scores the deuce, and she'll go to the line. Weathered, a communication student, is a 5'7" senior out of Carrollton, Texas. And she has been a great Penguin for the last couple of years. She had a great radio show last semester, too. Weather did. A very popular DJ. And she missed the free throw way right. Inside of a minute in the third period. 62-43, everybody. From 45 seconds now in the third period. Driving in the left side is Selby. And Selby was not going to be denied. Well, she just took it herself and just kept going back and forth until she was able to get a decent look. And then just powered it home. Diaz, top of the key. Diaz, kick out, right side. Lorenzo, three on the way. Again! Lorenzo with her fourth three of the night. Timeout, Notre Dame. Forrest, can you believe?
Well, see, they keep leaving Lorenzo open on the right wing, and she has not missed. They need to put somebody out on her on that white ring, and she's just going to kill them all night from that one spot.
You're absolutely right. 65-45 now, 20 points is the greatest margin that the Penguins have enjoyed tonight. But what do you do? The one time that they went outside to keep a handle on Lorenzo, she drove in and scored an easy deuce. So she scored four times outside when they haven't really kept a lot of pressure on her. And once they did, she drove in underneath. So she's got all the weapons.
Well, see, every time she drives underneath, she uses her size and she just draws contact. As long as you get the ball up, you know, you draw contact, they're going to give you the call every time. That's what she's been doing tonight.
Ah, that's a very good call. Alyssa Lorenzo, the 5'7 freshman out of San Ramon. So there's a classic case. She lives in San Ramon, just far enough away that she doesn't live at home. She gets the full college experience, gets to live here, but close enough that she doesn't have to get on an airplane to go home. 23 seconds to go in the third. That's a good strategy for quite a few students. I know you're thinking about colleges. And you live just far enough away that you wouldn't go home every day. 23 seconds. Oh, brother, on the inbounds. Notre Dame with trouble. And the Penguins with some serious backcourt heat. 15 seconds. The shot clock is off. 65-45. We're in the third. Wojtek to the left side. Long three ball goes off by Selby. And that's good. 1 second to go. And there's the buzzer of the end of the third period. You're listening to Penguin Basketball on Penguin Radio, on the radio home of the Penguins, at the Penguins Conlon Center, Dominican University of California, radio.dominican.edu. And here's a PSA from Melissa Boscarino, and Forrest and I will be right back. Penguin Radio.
Look around you. One in five kids in the U.S. faces hunger. This takes a terrible toll on their health and development and threatens their futures in profound ways. It also drags down our nation's economy by perpetuating the cycle of poverty. We're in danger of losing an entire generation of leaders, innovators, and problem solvers. But we are ending childhood hunger today. With your support, No Kid Hungry works to ensure that every child in the United States has access to healthy food where they live, where they learn, and where they play. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids that don't know when they will get their next meal. That meal could come from you.
This public service announcement has been brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio. Radio.
65-48, everybody. IQR a 5-for-9 from the field. Weathered 4-for-5. Dino 4-for-8. 1-for-3 outside. Lorenzo 4-for-6 outside with 4-for-8 indoors. And 1-for-2 from the line. Holbrook 4-for-7 indoors and 2-for-5 outside. So between Holbrook and Lorenzo, there's a lot of threes going away. We're in the fourth period, everybody, and the Penguins are in control of this one, 65-48. Penguins have the ball, attacking the northern hoop to our right here on Media Row. Deneau to Ikiora down low, powers her way into the paint and softs one in from the edge of the restricted area. Ikiora with another deuce. That makes Ikiora 6-for-10. 23 minutes work. 67-48. Penguins on D. Top of the key now. Crenshaw drives in left side. Crenshaw has it batted away by Deneau, and I believe Deneau is going to get picked up. Yep. Deneau with a foul. And that's her fourth personal. So Deneau's going to have to be careful. Penguins have been playing very hard lately as Lorenzo gets ready to re-enter the game, and she does in place of Deneau. And Deneau hates coming out, but Deneau has four. And if you remember, folks, the last game, the Penguins had had some technical issues, and I don't mean the radio. I mean technical fouls. As Danny Weathered teed up twice and was forced to leave the stadium as Castro finds Ikiora under the bucket. In the same game, there was another technical committed by the Penguins, and I believe it was on Deneau. So three technicals in one game. Ikiora go to the line. She was fouled on the play. 69-49. In the same game, and I'm thinking of the BYU game, in fact, BYU also committed a technical. The free throw is missed. Ikiora's got it. The putback is deep. She gets her own rebound, and this one is good. So Ikiora gets three chances at it and is finally able to get it down. One was the free throw, then the subsequent miss, and then the putback was good. And Ikiora is so good from close range, 71-49. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on the DU's radio squad. I'm saying it as a spectator who loves basketball. Ikiora is a very special shooter. 8:30 to go. Penguins on defense. Sander reaches in on the shot up from the right side, but Jerusha Payne, no foul. Payne walks with it. Payne gets yanked. Monroe will come back in, the 5'10 junior. With 8.5 to go, the clock rolls, 71-49. Castro brings it up. She's got Wojtek plastered to her right side. Diaz drives up. Diaz turns off the window. Holy cow! Diaz spins one off the glass and knocks it down. 8:10 to go. Wojtek brings it up. Goes behind the back. Whistles. Timeout Argonauts. 809-73-49. So, which was a 9-point game just a couple of minutes ago, has turned into 24. And Coach Sheila Adams wants to talk to the Argonaut ladies, and we'll have a chance now for a quick break. Forrest and I will be right back on Penguin Radio, worldwide, radio.dominican.edu.
Hey, I'm on my way.
9. 9 is the number of Americans killed every day from motor vehicle accidents that involve texting and driving. Individuals who drive while sending or reading text messages are 23% more likely to be involved in a car crash than other drivers. The United States Department of Transportation notes cell phones are involved in 1.6 million auto crashes each year that cause 500,000 injuries and take 6,000 lives. It can wait. Don't text and drive. Designate a friend to text for you, use Bluetooth, or pull over. Don't let that last text be the last one you send. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
It can 8:09 to go, everybody. 73-49.
Forrest and I having a good time talking about the Giants-Dodgers rivalry. I'm a Giants fan. He's a Dodger fan. Oh, I'm going to have to reconsider our friendship. Coming up on 8 minutes, everybody. 73-49, Penguins. Penguins on defense now. Selby, down low. Turnaround jumper, no. Rebound is taken. In perfect stride by Wojtek, who gets a shot off, no. Long throw to Lorenzo across the court. Right side, Lorenzo goes in hard. She bounces off of Crenshaw, scores the deuce, and the foul is on Crenshaw. How about that play?
That was great ball movement. Lorenzo just taking it to the hoop, using her size to draw a foul.
You mentioned her size earlier before as she goes to the line and scores the freebie, and Crenshaw slams into her. She fired off the shot, and Crenshaw broke into the lane early and pounded in. And Crenshaw is getting yelled at by the officials. And we'll find out if Crenshaw... So Crenshaw broke into the lane after the shot by Lorenzo and slammed into Lorenzo. The referee turned to her. Did you see that, Forrest? And said, hey, knock it off.
Well, it looked like she was going to box out Lorenzo after the free throw and just went in very violently.
Yeah, she went in really hard, and a full timeout has been called, 76-49. So when she went in violently, as you described it, then the foul was again called on Crenshaw. So Crenshaw with the foul on the play, then Crenshaw fouled on the attempt to box out. And, you might be right. She may have just been moving in sideways to box out, but it sure looked like she went after her because Lorenzo got hammered after she let the ball go. Fortunately for the DUs, she scored the bucket.
It looked like she came in a little elbows high, too. I don't know if that was on purpose or it was just her movement, but it was definitely a little violent.
Well, let's put it this way. She's playing hard, and you got to respect that. 76-49. Because, if it was a Penguin player doing the same thing, we would be saying, way to play hard.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But since we're on the receiving end of it, we're saying, whoa, what are you doing? 7:49 to go, everybody. The end of the timeout has come. The Penguin women are back out on the floor in control of this one in the fourth period. It'll be Weathered and Castro, Ikiora Diaz, and Lorenzo on the floor for Coach Lacoste.
Which is a good sign Lorenzo's back in after taking that elbow, looked like, to the chest area.
Yeah, she didn't get hurt. I think she was just surprised, as were we. By Crenshaw's box out, inbounds under the bucket. Sandra Ikiora gets her own rebound and puts it back. 7:39. Man, Ikiora can just do it all. Notre Dame on the long side now. Diaz reaches in against Liana. And the Penguins now are on defense. Alcantara fires off a three from way out on the left wing, and that's good. And that was a 23-footer. 78-52, 7:15 to go. Diaz had one player to beat but thought better of it, not trying to get around Liana. Penguins top of the key, Lorenzo. Danny stutter steps. Danny free throw line, doesn't take the shot. Passes it back off to Castro, who throws it away. Ikiora gets it, and she's tripped by Monroe, but I don't think Monroe moved her feet. I think that Sandra... Yeah, I can't believe they called it on her. She didn't move her feet. Sandra just sort of tripped over her. I'm really surprised at that.
She was definitely set, and she looks like she was just trying to go around her and just got the benefit of the call right there.
I think you're absolutely right. Castro will bring it inside of 7 minutes now. 6:57, the clock rolls. Danny, top of the key.
Left side, Castro. Now to Ikiora down low. Bashing around in the post. Lorenzo loses the handle, but gets it back. Soft jumper, close range, deep. Rebound by Monroe. Back off to Wojtek, the point guard who started the game tonight. She goes left side to Selby. Three ball, good. Selby buries a long three, and that's 6 points scored by the Argonauts. Unanswered, 6:24 to go, 78-55. Top of the key, Jade. Left side driving in, Ikiora, too much glass. So Ikiora got in there uncontested, whipped it around Liana, but couldn't get the shot softly enough. Loose ball, NDNU in the corner. Left side, three ball, Alcantara, very deep. Ikiora with a rebound. Jade Castro heaves it up to Danny. Danny goes behind the back, stutter step to Lorenzo in the key in the corner, right side. Three ball again! Five in a row! Holy cow.
See, Lorenzo better stay on this left side. She better not go over to that right side because she has a hot hand from this wing right here.
Good call. She is deadly from the right wing. Holy cow. Man, when you find your wheelhouse, stick with it, right? Selby's got it. Kind of caught it in the shoulder. 5.5 to go. Ikiora with a rejection over the top of Monroe and a whistle. And I guess they're going to call it on. No? Weathered picks up her third after the rejection by Ikiora. So subsequent to the block, I guess going hard after the ball on the end line, Danny must have reached in 81-55 on the play, which sends Kirsten Liana, the 5'10 senior, to the line. And she makes the first one. I see Matt Hayes is in the house. Most recent Penguin to score more than 1,000 points in his career. Men coming up at 7:30. Right side, Ikiora. Ikiora gets slapped on the butt on the way up by Liana. Did you see that?
It looked like she grabbed her around the waist and tried to pull her back down when she went up for the layup.
Apparently you're right because Liana is rung up on the foul. So she did more than slap her. Ikiora is on the line. And the first one, she missed a mile left, surprisingly. Way left. Ikiora, a 56% shooter. And it's 82-56, 5:15 to go as the Penguins on defense and Kuna brings it up. Penguins have relaxed the defense a little bit. Long three by Selby is deep, and the long rebound is taken by, looks like, by Alcantara. Again, the three ball by Selby. This one's short, loose ball. Put back is no good by Liana. Ikiora with a rebound, stolen away by Selby at midcourt. And the foul committed by Selby.
He looked like Cash took a shoulder to the face right there on that play coming up near half court.
Yeah, you're right. Castro go to the line as a result of the foul, but as Forrest reported, she may have taken a shoulder. You know, at 5 feet, you're right in that range where everybody's shoulder is. And when one of them lowers a shoulder and pounds you, it's tough. The first one by Jade Castro is missed. Castro, the 5 foot junior. And the second one is perfect out of the five-footer. 4:48 to go in this one, fans. Fourth quarter, 83-56 DU. Selby brings it up. Kuna, right side, passes it back off to Selby, and now back to Kuna on the top of the key. 16 on the shot clock. Driving, skipping, spinning. Alcantara can't get it to fall. She got a lot of window. It's a very acrobatic play, but no points. Danny right side. Danny, 3-on-1, is able to convert from the right side. That's how good Weathered is. 85-56. She didn't even think about slowing it down. She knew she was going to score bucket.
On that play, just if she was just driving in three on one like you mentioned, and if you go up and get fouled, you get fouled and you go to the line.
Yeah, that's a good point. Driving in is Kuna. Aikiora reaches in and stops the play as the Penguins, Marshall, Sorensen, and Holbrook re-enter. Lorenzo, Aikiora, and Diaz will take a break inside of 4 minutes, 85-56. Penguins on D on the short side. Three ball fired off in the left wing by Selby. Air ball. Castro now brings it up. Marshall's got it. Picks up a screen from Sorensen. On the play, Wojtek gets her left ankle rolled upon, but she's going to stay in there. It's inbounds to Wojtek, who definitely was wincing pretty hard. Angelica Collins prepares to come in for the first time tonight for the Dominicans. Under the bucket is Liana. Left side, good. She was just able to power it over the top of Danny Weather at 87-58. Coming up on 3 minutes, fans. White 42, so that's Sorensen off ball. She was off ball. Maybe she spent too much time in the lane. I'm not sure what she did. I didn't see anybody around her for us.
I think they got her for a blocking foul there, a moving screen maybe. Looked like she was up near the free throw line and just got too much contact with one of the Notre Dame players.
3:09 to go. The clock rolls. Penguins on D. Selby brings it across the timeline. Oh, and she slams into Kuna. I mean, she didn't even see Kuna, and they both clacked heads, it looked like. So Angelica Collins is in there for the first time tonight. Collins, the freshman. Shot on goal, right side by Alcantara, is a little bit deep, taken out by Sorensen. Castro brings it up to Holbrook in the left corner, back to Jade. Collins, top of the key, right side. Oh, and Collins almost threw it away, but Jade's got it, no looks it to Sorensen. Jesse Marshall hits the deck! Marshall goes down like a fullback trying to get 1 yard. She just fell right on top of the ball. She was tripped by Kuna, and that's going to put Marshall on the line with good old number 13, the black socks and the little bun in back, and it's short.
You wonder if that tape's interfering with her shot at all.
Yeah, that's a good point. She's a right-handed shooter, and her right hand is all bandaged up all the way out to the end of the pinky on the way. And she missed this one, a mile left. Gets her own rebound, though, and drifts back to the top of the key. Holbrook, Jade, three ball on the way. Castro missed it a little bit deep. 2.5 to go, 87-58. Notre Dame ball. Penguins have this one in control. Kuna, top of the key. Castro playing some defense, and Notre Dame throws it away. Penguin ball out off the end line. Right side, Kuna steals it away from Castro in the backcourt and takes it herself for two. And now she steals it away again.
Penguins getting no help on the inbound pass right here in the backcourt.
Two plays in a row, Castro coughs it up to Kuna, and both times Kuna scores. Marshall, right side, Holbrook, three ball. Oh, she missed it a bit left. Yeah, no love in the backcourt. 87-62 with 1.5 to go. Selby down low, stolen by Castro, and she's going to slow things down now. Marshall brings it up right side. Holbrook, Jesse on the way, softly. It rolled on the rim forever. No, Selby's got it. Now they bring it up to Kuna. Kuna gives it away. Coming up on 1 minute, 87-62 in the backcourt. Jade's just going to slow it down. 22 seconds to go now on the shot clock, 101 overhead. Collins out on the left wing, back to the top of the key. Holbrook right side. Holbrook with the runner. Holbrook missed it short. Jerusha Payne with a rebound. 45 seconds to go in the game. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Kuna, right side, to Selby. The 5'6 junior, top of the key, 14 seconds on the shot clock, 30 seconds left of the game. Stolen away by Anelica Collins. Just stripped it right away from Selby. Collins takes it the distance, passes it off to Sorensen at the last moment. Great play by Anelica Collins. Superb work by the freshman. Castro in the backcourt with Kuna. 15 seconds left in the game. Across the middle, Castro playing big D. Slams into Selby. Kuna's got it. Stripped away by Collins. 8 seconds to go, out of bounds. 6.8 left. 89-62. Penguin ball. Five seconds to go, and the coach calls out clock, meaning hold it for the end, and that'll do it. 89-62, and Forrest Hunt's first game on the air ends up in a victory. And it's hard to argue the numbers. The Penguins were absolutely superb tonight. The Penguins improve to 5-1 in conference play with the 89-62 victory over the Argonauts, who moved to 0-6 in conference play. I'd say the Penguin women looked pretty solid tonight, Forrest.
They did, especially in the second half of the game. You know, Notre Dame came out first with some fire. You know, they kept it very close with the first half, and I think it was a 7-point game at half, if I'm not mistaken. And they kept it close, and the Penguins just blew it open at the end. There was no shot.
Coach Lacoste and the guys get it done. Well, and the women, I should say, not the guys. Careful, Stu. The guys are coming up, though, and that game will be in 25 minutes as we await the numbers. I don't know if we're going to get the numbers from the women's game, but I'd like to, I always like to, you know, informally talk about my player of the game whenever we win. And it's going to be tough because tonight there were a lot of great factors as a part of this one. And here come the numbers now. And for the Penguins, it really comes down to Lorenzo and Ikiora. Ikiora was 9 for 16 from the field, 5 for 9 from the line. While Lorenzo was 6 for 11 from the field, 5 for 7 outside, and 2 for 3 from the line. While Ikiora scored 23 and Lorenzo 19, I have got to say the difference had to come in rebounds. Ikiora 15, Lorenzo had none. So my player of the game is going to be Ikiora, with an honorable mention to Alyssa Lorenzo, who rained 4 consecutive threes from the right wing. And that was impressive. And Lorenzo, I don't know, Forrest, she really showed me tonight that she's a shooter and a bona fide, solid, high-level collegiate shooter at that.
Well, see, even with Ikiora down in the paint getting all the rebounds, you can't argue with the outside shooting from Lorenzo tonight. I mean, especially from the right wing, she was on fire from the right wing. And there's just nothing that Notre Dame could do to stop her.
Yeah, you're right. They had no answer, because when they did pressure her outside, she drove in and got the job down at close range. So we're going to take a 20-minute break, and Forrest and I will be back with the men's game. The women are victorious 89-62 and move to 5-1 in conference play. They will hit the road at BYU. Hawaii Pacific, then BYU Hawaii, and then Chaminade before returning in, let's see, almost 2 weeks. They won't be back home until the 23rd. Women at 5:30, Concordia will be here that night. And then Azusa Pacific on the 25th. So the women are going to take a 2-week road trip to Hawaii. I can think of worse places to go. And a nice trip it'll be, because they'll get to come off of a great win tonight. Forrest and I will be back with the men's game. You're listening to NC2A Division II Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Please stay with us for the men's game coming up next.
You ever wondered about our old new metal friends and what
became of them. Turns out